underneath the basket, gives it to Shelke, top of the key. Pulls up for three, it's up, it's no good. Rebound, Seth Bowles. Brent Wisner bringing it up for Lakers. Seth Bowles, left wing, over to Wisner for three, right wing, no good. Rebound, though, kept alive by Lakers, number 32, Jim Stork, and in the hands of Wisner. 4:35 left in the first half, 18-15. Lakers leading Harbor Beach. Brendan Wisner, top of the key, being guarded by Dalton Oakley. That's a little bit of a mismatch. Now Josh Shelke replaces him.
Lakers being very patient with the ball. Seeing what kind of a defense they're going against. Ball's in Cunningham's hands right now. Pass over to Bowles.
Bowles gives it back to Cunningham on the give and go. And Seaman goes up for the block. It looked clean from here, but they call foul on him anyway. It'll be the first foul against Cody Seaman, team's fifth. And that sends Trent Cunningham to the line for two shots.
The reason it was on Cody Seaman was that he came down on the ball. Had he just went ahead and just kept his hands up, he would have been okay.
Cunningham's first free throw is good. Extends that lead out to 4 points for Green and White, 19-15. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, still loose. And it's still loose. Finally brought in by Trent Cunningham. Not exactly what Harvey Beach was looking for there. Brendan Wisner at the top of the key, leading his team by four. Wisner dribbles into the lane, goes against Dalton Oakley, and he swats that one out of the air. And it's brought in by Brady Kirsch, and now we have a foul against Keegan Valentine as he tried to swipe it away. That's Keegan Valentine's second foul. So both Valentine boys have two. And Drew Schuller will replace Keegan Valentine as Harvey Beach has eight rebounds. And Lakers has 10.
Interesting subplot that's developing. You have Brendan Wisner. His game is basically to slash and to go ahead and drive it, but he's got he's going against one of the best shot blockers in the area, and that's Dalton Oakley.
Seaman feeds it into Dalton Oakley. Goes to work in the paint. Can't get that one. Gets his own rebound, and this one falls. Dalton Oakley with 8 points, two rebounds, and two blocks. Brendan Wisner against Shelke coming up the court. 3.5 to play in the half. It's a two-point ball game. Lakers leading 19-17. Give and go to Brendan Wisner inside the lane. Goes in, can't make it. And rebound Cody Seaman. That play has worked quite well tonight for Lakers. Screen comes from the one side. Kirsch for three. He got it. Yeah, Kirsch for three.
Brady Kirsch was in his rhythm on that pass. Didn't even think about it. He just went ahead and triggered it, and it was nothing but net.
Trent Cunningham, top of the key. Now to number 32, Jim Stork. Don't know if he got a handle on it. Over to Trent Cunningham, left wing. Dribbles down to the post, kicks it back out. Seth Bowles, he thought about taking the three. Now he takes the two-pointer just inside the three, and he nails this one for two.
That was a double dribble, by the way.
21-20 Lakers. Jason Gaffke in transition for Harbor Beach puts in a basket. Now it's back to Harbor Beach leading. 10 lead changes, 4 ties so far. Harbor Beach 22, Lakers 21. 2:30 left in the first half. Brent Wisner gets a screen from Jim Stork, and Dalton Oakley stole this one away. Oakley at the right block, goes up for the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Shelke can't get that one to fall, gets his own rebound, fading away, and Shelke gets this one somehow. We have a 30-second timeout called by Jeremy Majeski. Harbor Beach leading by 3, 24-21.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Out of the timeout, Lakers facing a full court pressure. Seth Bowles gets the inbounds, and Jason Gaffke fouls him on that catch. That's the first foul against Jason Gaffke, 16 foul for Harbor Beach. So both teams on the next foul will be shooting 1-1 for the remaining 2 minutes and 14 seconds of this first half. Harbor Beach leads 24-21. over Lakers. And Brennan Wisner gets the inbound pass, and Harbor Beach retreats. Feed us down to Dakota Valentine against Gafke. Goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And it appears this is going to be against Jason Gafke. Indeed it is. So of Harbor Beach, that's two quick fouls for him. And the seventh foul. Dakota Valentine at the free throw line shooting two. He has 5 points in the night. Has not attempted a free throw. First one is in and good. 24-22. Harbor Beach's lead cut down to 2 points.
Dakota Valentine is usually a pretty good free throw shooter. Hits his first one, second one on the way.
No good, and the rebound brought in by Seth Bowles. There's a long rebound, fits it down to Dakota Valentine in for 2 points. That's one way to do a three-point play. We're all tied up at 24. Cody Seaman to Josh Elke, top of the key to the right wing. Screen from Gafke, skip pass to Seaman, down to Kirsten, left block. One dribble back out to Seaman, down the baseline, dribbles, goes up for the layup, too easy. And Seaman has five. 26-24, Harbor Beach by two.
That's that box and one for you, though. When it breaks down, it breaks down really fast.
95 seconds left in this first half. Harbor Beach leading by 2 points over Lakers. Seth Bowles, right wing, to Drew Scholler, top of the key. Feeds it into Gafke, and Gafke stole it in, Here comes Harbor Beach. Kirsch for three. This one's going to be way short. Rebound Josh Elke, though. That came off the hand wrong. Elke takes a three, no good. Brady Kirsch returns the favor with an offensive rebound of his own. Jason Gafke, free throw line. Over to Cody Seaman for three, left wing. He got it. Cody Seaman with 8 points. His second three of the night.
It was take your turn on taking threes. We'll find somebody who can make it.
29-24, 1 minute remaining in the first half. Trent Cunningham, left wing, dribbling down to the baseline, retreats. Back up to Drew Scholler, over to Brennan Wisner, right wing against Shelkey. And we have a moving screen again. This appears to be against Dakota Valentine. No, excuse me, Seth Bowles, what we called with that.
Ooh.
So that's Seth Bowles' first foul. Team seventh, but it is a ball control, so it is not a one-and-one situation. Dakota Valentine is replaced by Jim Stork for the Lakers. For the remaining 37 seconds of this first half, Harbor Beach leading by five, 29-24.
That was a good move by Coach Majeski to get Valentine out of there with the 36 seconds to go.
Seaman back up to Kirsch. Harbor Beach looking for one last shot here with 21 seconds left. Josh Elke grabs the ball, top of the key. Kirsch goes to the left wing, Seaman to the right wing, Oki and Gafke left and right block respectively.
Very easy to see how the box looks right now.
Coming through for the Harbor Beach, reverses the ball all the way around the perimeter, tries to go with the back screen, and this one goes out of bounds. Bad pass, and that's the second turnover for Harbor Beach on the night. Gives the ball back to Lakers with 4 seconds left. Brennan Wisner racing up the court, pulls up for three, no. And we've come to the end of the first half with Harbor Beach leading by five, 29-24 on the WLAW Sports Network.
Hey, Jenny, have you put any thought into college scholarships?
Yeah, a little. I'm not too worried.
Well, you should be, unless someone offers scholarships for cell phone use, in which you'd get a full ride.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Comedian, Thumb Cellular does just that.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, Thumb Cellular is offering a $1,500 scholarship for local students. All I have to do is submit a 1 to 5 minute creative video about how cell phones have changed the way people do business, work, and or live. I just need to film it on my phone and include a one-page cover letter. I'm going to thumbcellular.com/scholarship to learn the rest of the rules and submit my letter and video. The deadline is Friday, March 27th at midnight.
Well, in that case, I'm sure the cell phone queen will win for sure.
Ha ha, Dad. Very funny.
For more information, go to thumbcellular.com/scholarship. Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Carol Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.